Heavy hitters in the online world are now in Dubai at a major UN internet conference. They're looking at updating the UN treaty that governs telecom around the world. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now with more on what's at stake. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Mark.
So what are the big issues they're addressing here, and why do so many people in this conference feel there's a need to change the rules?
Well, let me try one reason out on you. Spam. What if I told you at long last regulators from 193 countries are tackling all that unwanted email that floods your inbox every day?
I'm all for less spam, but I just don't know if that conference is going to be able to agree on how to fix it.
Well, some do see this as an international problem because you can have rogue servers, for example, spewing out Viagra ads from some faraway land. And that's the kind of thing the UN's telecommunications union says it hopes to deal with. But that raises the question, exactly how do you define spam? And could some nations just use this as a way to censor content they don't like? Representatives from the U.S. and the European Union are worried that these proposals could go too far. The EU's rep says rather bluntly, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Now, there are representatives from big American firms like Google and Microsoft there. Where does the U.S. stand on some of these issues?
Well, Terry Kramer is the U.S. ambassador to these talks, and he concedes there have been major changes since the last conference like this one in 1988. He supports moves to fight hacking, for example. But proposals to let countries impose charges for sending traffic over international networks, that, he says, could also be used by some governments to stifle things they don't like. So that's the battle shaping up over the next couple of weeks at this meeting
okay.
in Dubai.
We'll watch that. Marketplace's Bob Moon. Thank you.
Thank you.